Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Janae Daoud and Amanda Jameson. They're with the Subaru Leave No Trace traveling program, and welcome to Monroe.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you all here. The Leave No Trace Center for Outdoor Ethics has put you guys on a year-long journey in a Subaru.
That's right. Yeah. So we our job is to travel around part of the country and try to encourage people to get outside, but to do so in a way that's going to hopefully leave those areas as good as or better than they were found.
So, Amanda, where did y'all start your journey this year?
So the Center for Outdoor Ethics is actually in Boulder, Colorado. So from there, we've been as far north as North Dakota and Minnesota and as far south as Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
And you guys are out doing education and informing folks about proper techniques to take care of the environment when you go out. And it's pretty much pretty simple, isn't it, Janae? You just cart in whatever you cart in, cart it back out with you.
That's definitely a big part of it. Yeah, absolutely. Pack it in, pack it out, I think, is something that most people are familiar with. But there are seven principles that go into the Leave No Trace message or kind of way of thinking. And those go for everything from respecting wildlife to being considerate of other visitors when you're outside. But yeah, it's really just sort of a framework for being able to make better decisions to interact with the environment and others when you're out there.
Well, take me through those seven. We've got time. Let's talk about the seven principles. What are they?
Absolutely. So principle number one is going to be to plan ahead and prepare. So you're making sure that before you go outside, do you have everything that you need to be safe when you're in the outdoors? And do you have things like boots or like gaiters that are going to help protect the outdoors from you?
Okay.
Second principle is to travel and camp on durable surfaces. So one of the things that we always encourage people to do is stay on the trail, or if they're traveling off trail, try to keep to areas that are going to be a little bit less impacted by those footfalls.
So don't blaze a new trail and go whacking weeds down and making a new path. That's bad. Just use what's already there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you've got rocks, that's going to be a little bit better than walking on like sensitive, you know, flowers and plants that can get crushed.
That makes just good common sense. All right, Amanda, what else is there?
Principle number three is dispose of waste properly. So that is the pack it in, pack it out that a lot of people have heard of. But it also applies to your human waste. Sometimes you're in the outdoors and you don't have access to a bathroom. We want to make sure that we're digging our cat holes 6 to 8 inches deep and about 200 feet from water camps or trails.
That is an important one because Louisiana's got a lot of water. And it's pretty easy to get that stuff contaminated if you're not doing what you need to do in the outdoors. Janae, what else you got for us?
So the fourth principle is to leave what you find. So generally, we like to talk about, you know, the wow factor. If you're outside and you see something cool, whether that's a natural thing, like maybe a deer antler or wildflowers or something, you know, more historic, like maybe, you know, an old historical artifact of some kind or another, we want to try to leave those in place for the next person to be able to come along and enjoy those as well. Anytime we kind of remove those from the environment, it's going to sort of diminish the experience for those who are coming after.
I had a relative who went off to World War II in Germany. Mm-hmm. I think he sent a turtle back. That's probably not a good idea.
Probably not. I don't know if
the turtle even made it back, but I heard the story anyway. All right, I think we're up to number five, Amanda.
Principle number five is to minimize those campfire impacts. So we spend a lot of money fighting wildfires every year, and we just want to make sure that we are making sure that our fires are dead out before we go to bed or before we go on our hikes.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things with campfires, too, is the transport of different invasive species. And that kind of ties back in with that leave things where you find them as well. Anytime that there's bad critters or plants that we don't want to introduce into a new area, we want to make sure we're leaving those behind. So, you know, buying firewood where you're at rather than trucking it all the way from home where who knows what might be in it.
You know, we're even having a problem with that in Louisiana with boat owners. They might go to Black Bayou with their boat and pull their boat out, and there's a little piece of some kind of vegetation in there, and the next thing you know, that's growing in another lake or another bayou. So you got to be careful.
Those things can definitely do a lot of damage as well. We spend a lot of money on wildfires, but we also spend a lot of money on controlling those invasive species.
All right. And I think, are we up to the last one here?
Two more.
Two
Number
more. Okay.
Six is going to be respect wildlife. So making sure that we're giving wildlife a safe distance between us and them, not only for them so that they can engage in their normal feeding and mating patterns, but also for us wildlife, when they become habituated to humans, particularly human food, they can become a little bit more dangerous.
You know, I'm always rooting for the buffalo when I see some guy at Yellowstone standing next to the buffalo about 6 inches away. I'm always rooting for the buffalo.
Yeah, let's not do buffalo selfies, people.
Yeah, no, not a good idea. And the last one.
The last one is to be considerate of other visitors. In many ways, that kind of ties in with all of the different principles. Being considerate of other visitors is really important and maybe something that we don't necessarily think about, but definitely want to think about what we're doing, what kind of negative impact that might have on somebody else's experience so that we can all be out there enjoying those places together.
So the Subaru Leave No Trace traveling trainers are in town on a one-year mission, and you're stopping by to talk to local children and do some events. Tell me what's going on.
Absolutely. We'll be stopping by several schools over the next 4 days, but we'll also be doing a couple of public programs. So Friday at 6:30, we'd love for you to join us at Black Bayou National Wildlife Refuge to come on out and watch the meteor shower with us.
And s'mores.
Yeah.
Oh, and s'mores. That's a big one. And that's the Leonids, I've learned.
Yes. Yep.
So that one's going to be pretty cool. Saturday, there's also a big event that the public is invited to.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be a 2-hour awareness workshop where we'll be talking about more specific ways where you can take care of the outdoors while you're doing your favorite things outside.
Well, that all sounds pretty neat. Now, you guys are out for a year. How long into this are you?
This is month 7.
Month number 7.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been a little bit. We've got about 20,000 miles on the Subaru at this point, and we got it when there were 3, so definitely putting down some miles.
So out seeing schools, universities, churches, festivals, land managers, and more. If somebody wants to find out more about the Leave No Trace program, where can they go?
They can go to lnt.org. There's all sorts of information, both about how you can practice Leave No Trace as well as be able to spread the word.
That's Junaid Daoud and Amanda Jameson with the Leave No Trace Center for Outdoor Ethics. You've been listening to Lanyup. To find out more about this, visit our website at kedm.org.